Hello?
Hey, yes, it's Mick.
Hey, man, give me 30 seconds, can you, sir?
Sure, sure.
You there?
Yep.
Oh, great. I'm sorry, my Bluetooth was clicking in.
Oh,
I was clicking in my headset.
No trouble.
So I could do stuff. Anyway, how's your morning going, sir?
So far so good.
I like it.
It's a new day.
So, got an update on the ovals.
Okay.
She came in yesterday. Oh, Ricky talked to you yesterday?
Never mind. No. I shouldn't say that. I spoke to Ricky yesterday about his Carat 50, Carat 55 that are supposed to be for studs. He said he's got a verbal commitment, but no money yet, so he asked me to hold off.
Yes.
And then when I spoke to, he said that she was, the 3-carat lady was scheduled to come in after we spoke.
Yes. So I have an update on her.
Okay.
Or as I did not help her yesterday, I was off. Oddly enough, we were busy yesterday, ma'am.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
That's not a complaint. It's just, why is this random Wednesday? You know what I'm saying? Why are we randomly busy on this random Wednesday? You know, like, my mother dropped by to see us, and she ended up stuck here most of the day, you know, kind of situation. So here's what I know. She disliked the Jeep.
Okay.
She and her husband were supposed to come back yesterday afternoon and look at the others.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is she looked at all three.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the three, there was one that was distinctly a no, I don't like that one.
And that was the Jeep.
Okay. Which, again, it's an assumption, but what I'm done...
No, she should have said it just went back.
Right, so, which means that there's two fighting against each other, which is a positive.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Cool.
But what's weird is we're two opposite ends of the spectrum, you know?
We often are, you know? I mean... Rarely anybody gets into a mental tussle between a D and an E and an SI1 and an SI2. I mean, it's, you got size, you got some clarity difference, you got some color difference.
I think it was the size thing.
Okay.
Not so much anything else. It was just the size. We're scared the eye is just not a true eye. I mean, man, it looks a little warm for an eye.
All right, well, you got to stop putting that opinion out there.
let her say that. actually, Ricky said it. That was her Ricky who showed it. That
right.
It's a kind of room for that. So
yeah.
That, but we like that dimensor. So if she does want to punt, we will have to look for something a little bit big. You know what I'm saying? This is going to sound goofy. Maybe a white. Wider. Damn, I sound like I am from Louisiana. a wider eye. Or, you know what I'm saying, maybe H with the same. How much was that eye, by the way? I don't have it in front of me.
41,000, just shy of $41,800.
Crap. So it's top of budget.
Yeah. So your better bet is for her to take that and then save some money 2 years down the road, come and increase, these aren't production line, oh, that one has a flaw. You say no
right.
to this ISI-1, well, great. If you're going to get either not as good of an SI-1, like you guys are putting up phantom ghost problems that, just put them in front
yeah.
of them and don't say anything. Just
yeah.
let her choose.
Yeah, and that's what we did. And that's what he did. But she distinctly did not like the G.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess I found that kind of interesting. I think I think it's a size thing. I think
okay.
it's going to come down to size, dimension, you know what I'm saying? And it might, because I don't have it in front of me, isn't it a little bit wide or a little bit long, not as wide?
It's 10.56 by 8.15, and if I look at the
okay.
D, that one is, a little bit longer, 11.11 by 8.2,
Maybe she felt one was a little skinny or something. I don't remember. I'm sorry. Ricky's tied up, so I can't go ask him
That's all right.
Yep. But at least we're still working, man. We're still working.
All right. So are you're gonna wind up popping that G back to me?
I was gonna wait and see which one she chose. I was gonna give it another day or two, unless you need it back.
No, it's fine. I can wait. But you're gonna. But
if somebody.
So,
right.
You know,
honestly, I try to save on shipping. I try to save on shipping and ship one package instead of two.
Okay.
But I send them. Well, no, I guess I can express mail them. I don't have to FedEx you guys.
Hold on for a second. Just let's think.
Oh, shit.
This is more of a question than anything.
Yeah.
Do you have a limit? I mean, right now, you've got me on my heels going, okay, so all three are going to come back. So can you put all three in one package?
No, but I can put two.
Okay.
So my express mail limit is 25. My FedEx limit is like 75 or 90. When I do express mail, it costs $30. When I FedEx to you, it's a $100 bill.
Okay. So with that being said, you're going to have to go the more expensive route anyway, and it's going to have to come back in two packages. So
hopefully one package. Hopefully, no, I'm going to send you back. I'm going to send one.
Okay. All right. I didn't think of it that. Okay. You're right. I in my head, I was just thinking, I was thinking combos. So, okay, perfect. Then I'll put them as though they're showing over the weekend.
Yes, but if somebody needs the G's dead. Honestly, I'm trying to save on shipping because when I ship FedEx through IFS, it's about a $100 bill to send stuff to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
And as a verse to, if it's when I do the post office, it's $30.
Got it. Okay.
But my limit's, a whole lot higher.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Sounds good.
That's an update. Thanks, man. Have a great morning, sir.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.